Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. Good afternoon, mamas. I just wanted to hop on here real quick to start sharing my birth stories. Because who doesn't love a good birth story? As I'm getting closer and closer to the birth of my third baby, I'm just getting so excited and soaking up all the birth stories. I will give a little disclaimer. So, and hey, everybody. This is the birth story of my first child, which was not the smoothest or the best experience. So if you are pretty close to giving birth, I would maybe skip this one, go to my second one that I'll do soon, because it wasn't ideal. It wasn't what I was hoping for. And it's ultimately a lot of why I do what I do now, because I was so disappointed and frustrated with how it went. And I want to advocate for mamas and teach y'all that you don't have to put up with that baloney. But if you're anything like me, like, you're really sweet and you don't want to rock the boat and you don't want to upset people. And so sometimes we don't advocate for ourselves well, we don't prepare ourselves well, and we kind of get pushed into positions that we don't want to be in, and we kind of go, how did I get here? So anyway, my husband and I got married pretty quickly. And then we discovered that we were expecting our first within the first month of our marriage, which was wild. And I had all these like amazing dreams of like having my baby in this field and just having it be super chill. And my husband was like, absolutely not. We're doing the hospital thing. We're doing the whole thing. So we wound up going to an OB-GYN, but I was very passionate about, I wanted a natural birth. I didn't want a bunch of interventions. I didn't want an epidural. I didn't want any of that stuff. And I had started getting into my pelvic health education, but I was still pretty new to it. and I didn't know all the things yet. So I prepared myself somewhat. But I also just kind of felt like if I have a birth plan, you know, it'll be respected and it'll all be fine. We had a hospital doula, things like that. And I thought, you know, it'll be fine. Like, I'm healthy. I was, you know, pretty fit going into my pregnancy. So I just expected everything to go well. And around 30 weeks, they started really freaking out about the size of my baby. Now, for any of y'all who know me in real life, you know, I am a tiny little girl, little woman. I'm 5'2", and I'm typically between like 120 and 130 pounds. With quite a bit of muscle mass on me. My husband is tall, but he's very thin. We are not big people. We don't make big babies. That's not really surprising. But they were like freaking out about his size. And I kept inquiring like, okay, but you know, what's the issue? Why are we worried? Are we seeing like issues with the placenta? Are we seeing abnormalities? Are we seeing umbilical cord issues? None of that. But they were so concerned about how small he was. And so ultimately they really started pushing more interventions. They really wanted to induce at 37 weeks at the very latest because it would be dangerous for him. They kept telling me like I might have an emergency C-section any moment from 30 weeks on. Really terrified me. The latter fourth of my pregnancy was not super happy. Anytime he stopped moving for any period of time, I got super freaked out. because they had just scared the heck out of me. And so we get to 37 weeks. And as a first-time mom being induced at 37 weeks, you can guess how that went. Not well. 30 hours into Pitocin, we were still making no progress whatsoever. He was decelling because babies don't like to be on Pitocin for 30 hours. And so then they were like, we need to do a C-section. So we wound up with a C-section. All of the stress that that put on my son landed him in the NICU. So he was in the NICU for a while, which was incredibly devastating to me to see my son in there all hooked up to everything and be like, how did we get here? Like, I'm such a healthy person. I take such good care of myself. How did we end up here? And ultimately, like, you know, these days, he's a very healthy, very strong, very smart, amazing little 2.5-year-old. He's doing great. I'm doing great. But it was not a good experience. There were so many things I wish I would have done differently. So many ways I wish I would have advocated for myself better and prepared my body through pregnancy differently, prepared for birth differently. That postpartum recovery was really brutal. Having had that C-section, the emotions that went with that, the mentality that went with that, just, it was really, really, really challenging. And I really like lost myself. I went from someone who was super confident, you know, very regimented, very disciplined, really knew who I was, felt good in my own skin, to really feeling like kind of a shell of myself, of like, I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't know how to do this. It was really, really hard. And I really felt like I hit rock bottom. And one day I heard about the 75 hard challenge and I was like, I'm doing it. And that's actually kind of a whole, and I'll get into it a little bit with my daughter's birth story next. But the 75 hard challenge was what got my booty in gear and like got me back to being myself again. And so while I don't always advocate that every mama does 75 hard, I think there are some health things to think about with that particular challenge, but it was really helpful for me to like prove to myself that I was still me, that I was still determined and had that grit and I could actually still get stuff done, even as a mama, with a lot of demands on her time and attention. So that's a lot of why I started, you know, pelvic floor fit, why I got back into practice, was to hopefully help moms avoid everything I went through. But even if you did go through them, to be like, you can do this, like for real, you can do this. I know you're tired. I know you hurt. I know you don't recognize that person in the mirror, but girl, you are a bad mama. Like, you can do this. You will feel confident in your own skin again. You will be able to do things that you never thought you could before. You can do this. There is a path, there is a way. So anyway, that's the birth story of my first child. And I can't wait to share the birth story of my second soon, because that one is a lot more encouraging. But ultimately, the birth story of my first is a lot of why I do what I do. So excited to be able to share it with you. Can't wait to share with you my second birth story. And then sometime in March, we will be having our third. So I'll have an even more epic birth story to share with you then, hopefully. Hope that y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.